ओम शांति। टुडे इज थर्सडे 12th April 2018। द मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग। मे यू बी एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस एंड एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ पावर एंड कॉन्स्टेंटली रिमेन सेफ बाय एक्सपीरियंसिंग योर सेल्फ टू बी फुल एट एवरी सेकेंड। मे यू बी एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस एंड एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ पावर and constantly remain safe by experiencing yourself to be full at every second. Explanation: constantly keep yourself filled with the all the treasures you have received from the Bab Dada at the confluence age. The fuller you are, the less fluctuation there will be. Nothing else can be put into something that is full. You cannot say that you do not have the power to tolerate or the power of peace, that there is a little anger or force. Any enemy forces himself on you when there is carelessness or you haven't applied the double lock. Put on the double lock of remembrance and service, be an embodiment of remembrance, and you will become powerful and constantly be safe. So Baba is telling about experience yourself to be full at every second. So how we can experience ourselves full at every second? So Baba here says about constantly keep yourself filled with the all the treasures you have received from the Bab Dada at the confluence age. So Baba always says in the Murli that when we becomes Baba's child, at the moment only Baba gives us all the treasures and all the powers to us. We don't have to ask or we don't have to beg powers from the Baba, that Baba please give me that power or give me this power. But automatically Baba has given all the powers to us as we took Brahmin birth. But what is the method? In many of the Murli Baba says about how to increase those powers or how to increase those treasures. So what are the method to increase those treasures? To use them and to give it to others. And for powers also Baba says that we have to use those powers for the others. So that's like in worldly treasures they say that if we spend that those treasures they reduces. But here the spiritual mathematics is different. When we use those spiritual treasures, it increases. So we have to use those treasures also, and we have to use those powers also. So those treasures and power will increase. So Baba has given us all the treasures. And what about what is the key of those treasures? Many times Baba says in the Murli that we have the treasures. So how to open the lock of those treasures? In the recent Avect Murli of 5th April, Baba says about the three dots. Okay, three dots. And many of the Murlis Baba saying that just remember, just say my Baba, and all the treasures and all the powers will come in front of us. Baba says about nothing else can be put into something that is full. So here Baba is speaking about to make us full. So how to make us full? We have to use all the treasures and powers, then we will become full. So if something is full, as Baba is saying here, if something is full, we cannot add anything in that. Suppose we have a jar, and in that jar, if we put some gross things like a stone, so after when that jar is full with the stone, can we add anything in that? Water and sand. Okay, so we can add the sand in that, and after sand, if we grind that sand, if we make the powder of that sand, or after that we can add the water also in that. So our memory, our intellect is full with all the treasures and the power. But after also that, what is the sand which we can add in that? We have all the treasures and all the powers. We are full with that. But after that also, what is the sand we can add in that, in our jar, in the intellect of our jar? Churning, yeah. So I think the sand is the Soman. Baba has given us lot of Soman, self-respect. No? Baba always said that be yourself, keep yourself stabilized in any of the Soman. So I think that sand is the very thin particle is sand. So that Soman is the sand. And what is the water? We can add after that also. Water is churning of knowledge. So always we have to keep ourselves busy in any kind of churning. So here Baba says, you cannot say that you do not have the power to tolerate or the power of peace, that there is a little anger or force. Any enemy forces himself on you when there is a carelessness or you haven't applied the double lock. So when any enemy attacks on us, when we are careless, when there is any loophole, or when he knows that we are weak, that time only any enemy attacks on us. So what we have to do in that condition? We have to be strong. We have to always be strong. Here Baba says that, what is the double lock? Baba says here the double lock is remembrance and service. So in service also many time the Maya Maya attacks on us. So why Maya attacks us? We forget Baba. We forget that we are an instrument. We just think that I am doing this, I am doing that. In the upcoming Sundays, Murli also Baba says that we have to think that nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Baba. This mind is also yours and this body is also yours. So in that, if we have that remembrance or if we stabilize ourselves in that form, then Baba will help us. That nothing is mine, everything is yours. And second thing Baba says here about the double lock of remembrance and service. So in remembrance, when what is the form of Maya which attacks us? When we sit in the remembrance, when we sit in the yoga, what is the form of Maya which attacks us? Our mind wandering here and there, and waste and negative thoughts. Whatever has happened, suppose if we are doing some seva, and in seva if we have any kind of clashing, so when we go to remember Baba, that thought start to come in our mind. So that is a waste thought or negative thought. So normally our mind wander either is past or in present. So in that condition also we have to do lot of effort. So in the daytime all the time we have to keep ourselves keep practicing a different kind of soman, self-respect, so our mind won't wander here and there. As the Baba says that in one of the awake Murli Baba says there is another double lock. Here Baba says about the double lock of remembrance and service. So in one of the Murli Baba says that apply or keep the double lock of attention and checking. So all the time we have to keep that both two double locks. One is remembrance and service, and another one is attention and checking. So all the time, entire the day, we have to keep our attention that what I am doing. So what I think, that first of all, why Maya attacks? So what is the Maya? Maya is nothing but our weakness, our old sanskar. So how to rid away with our old sanskar? So I think the first thing always Baba says that we have to stabilize, or we have to keep ourselves in the form of Shakti Swarup. You know, in the upcoming Sunday's Murli Baba says, when Baba was speaking with the Kumaris, Baba says that don't think that I am a weak. See, think that I am a worthy of worship soul. I am an elevated soul. So if we will keep ourselves, if we will stabilize ourselves in those kind of self-respect, the weakness or the Maya won't attack us. So whole day we have to keep attention on ourselves that I am a soul. Normally what we do, when we go in the meditation, that time only what I think that we practice that I am a soul. But while walking, while eating, how much time we have that awareness that I am a soul? No, Baba always says that our first lesson is I am a soul. And what is our last lesson, or what last paper will come to us? Nashto moha smriti swarup. So nashto moha means we have to get detached from everything. But first of all, we have to get detached from this body only. Then everything will happen very easily. So nashto moha and smriti swarup means awareness of smriti, awareness of remembrance. So what kind of remembrance we have to practice that time, that I am a soul. If we have keep practicing that kind of self-respect that I am a soul, so all the powers and all the treasures will automatically obey us. Whatever we will say, they will follow us. So here Baba says about, put the double lock of remembrance and service, be an embodiment of remembrance, and you will become powerful and constantly be free. So what is the method to make ourselves powerful? In the Laukik world, what people do to make them powerful? Exercise, diet, and supplement will come in diet only, I think. Extra supplement, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we have to practice all that time that Baba has given us, so many somans, and we do that five forms. No, I am a drill. Yeah, different kind of drill we have to do in every day, and from that only we can become powerful. We are seedless stage. Yeah, so different kind of stages are there, different kind of somans are there, which if we practice that, we'll become powerful. The soul will become more powerful. So we don't have to allow our intellect to wander here and there in any kind of ways. So as I says that, if in the jar, if we put some stones, we think that jar is full. All the time if we think that I am busy in remembrance and service, we are full. No, but as we get free from that remembrance or from that service, automatically Maya comes, or the old sanskar emerges. So what we have to do in that time, we have to practice different kind of soman, or we have to keep ourselves busy in the churning, any kind of churning. So suppose if we had given any task to us, that today I have to churn on that point only, and I have to take out 10 or 20 points from that. So we just like, you know, when we get the homework here, we become so eager, means we become so busy, or we become so conscious of that, oh, I got the homework. So all the time our intellect just goes in that only. But if we won't get the homework, then our intellect wanders here and there. So if we are getting homework, means it's good. Good means at least our mind is working somewhere. It's not going to waste and negative. Yeah, so we have to create our own homework. We have to give some point today that I have to churn on that point. And don't give that less point that I will take out 2 points or 5 points. At least give 10 or 20 points. So our mind work more on it. If we give that 2 or 5 points only, very easily we can take out the point, or that's the 2 point, or this is the 5 point. But if we give like 10 or 20 points, so we have to churn more on it. So all the time we have to give some homework to ourselves only, that today I have to churn on that and keep our mind and intellect busy. And all the time, second thing is what I thought, that whenever we have the traffic control, like we have 5 traffic control of 3 minutes, or other traffic control of every 1 hour, we have 1 minute of traffic control. In that time, we have to try to stabilize ourselves in any form, either in seedless stage, or either in angelic stage, or whatever stage. You know, so once someone asked Dadi Janki that how we'll come to know that what is our stage, we reached up to which stage we had reached till now. So Dadi says, whatever is your stage during the traffic control time, think that you had reached up to that stage. So if during traffic control time, because when we do traffic control, when we are so much busy, and that time the traffic control start, so it's easy for us to control our mind, control our intellect that time, or we are just sitting that I am remembering Baba, but then also our mind wanders here and there. So that is our stage. So from there we come to know that what is our stages. So we have to keep ourselves busy in, as Baba says, that put the double lock of remembrance and service, and with that we can apply another double lock of attention and checking all the time. Be an embodiment of remembrance and you will become powerful and constantly be safe. So this is today's magic of blessing. Om Shanti. Empty vessels make more noise. Yeah, I forgot that, sorry. Yeah, in Hindi say, Ajjal Gagri Chalkar Jai. Yeah, so empty vessels make more noise. So yeah, that's why Baba is saying that keep our mind full with the treasures and the powers. Yeah, so we have all the treasures and power, but we are not using those treasures and power. That's why our mind wanders in there. We know that we have that. So that's why, what I think, that we have to, now we know everything about on the gross level, or we have so many things. But now we have to work on the subtle things. And Baba, all the time in many Murli, Baba says that now we don't have the negative, but we have the waste. We stop the negative thinking, that we don't have to think negative about ourselves or anyone else. But we have so much waste, either from our side or from others, that I cannot do this, or why he is doing that. So we have to rid away from that all wasteful things. So all the time we have to keep our mind full with all the treasures and power. And with that we have to work on the different kind of somans and keep our mind busy in any kind of churning of knowledge. Om Shanti.